Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I must say to you all, a blessed Shavuos to you all, for indeed these are the times, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has consecrated that his people must come together unto the honor of his holy name, that as one accord, we all, my brothers and sisters, true unto the name of him whose name is forever, irrevocably, constantly, holy, pure, perfect, that we might indeed, my brothers and sisters, have genuinely the promise of peace. It is written, my brothers and sisters, yes it is, that he who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. We must then, therefore, I said, we must then, therefore, overcome. We must transcend all, I said, all the variant misconceits, short-sightednesses, status quos, after the misauthority of men, whereby so often men have desired that the masses remain unwise, that unscrupulous men have controls over the minds of men, when the truth of the matter is that nobody, no one has a right to short sight, a blind, a mind. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we know this. Utmost imperative, utmost importance that we know this. For there are those across this world, yes, there are those who across this world will feel that they have a right to control the truth of the gospel according to the mandates of their own social misorientations. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. If any man does not perceive or does not respect the wisdom of the Most High as greater than all, then the question to be asked then, my brothers and sisters, who is it? Who is it that men regard as their God, as their master? If indeed, my brothers and sisters, they can actually believe that those who divide this world, I said, if men can actually believe that those who divide this world after short-sightedness could be called wise, then my brother and sister, I have to ask the question, what do we call deceptive? What do we call foolish? It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we answer these questions. It must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, what it means when the scriptures say we must discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we know. It's imperative that we understand what it is that is called the authority the Most High would give to whom he chooses. All these things we must know. For we are told, especially in the Shabbats and feasts, that we must understand. I said we must understand the difference between what indeed are the precepts, the Most High, that he has given through his Messiah, through his Savior, versus indeed, my brothers and sisters, what are only the precepts and doctrines of carnal-minded men. It's imperative that we know. It's imperative that we understand. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Acts, Messiah told his disciples, as he told them, that not many days thereafter, we're talking about after the time of Passover, he told them that not many days hence, they would receive power from on high to go forth and to teach all the nations. Sounds so much like the scriptures that we find in Matthew 28:18-20. But I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Messiah did not send forth his disciples, but the law of the Most High, apostles with the epistles, the law of the Most High upon their minds and hearts. He did not send them forth with options. He sent them forth, my brothers and sisters, that they should discern, that all should discern, that indeed there is but one master, one mastery, one total and complete hegemony, my brothers and sisters, after which, in its supremacy, all must, let's just say every knee must bow, and every tongue must swear allegiance, lest all who would resist be counted, my brothers and sisters, foolish, deceived, even amongst the wicked. It must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, I said it must be discerned, the difference between those who would seek the Most High for all that is his will, and those who, because for some reason they have not discerned the authority, the principles of the law, the order of the Most High, that they resist, my brothers and sisters, the wisdom that all must come to, and they be deceivers against helping others to discern the wisdom that all must come to. My brothers and sisters, we must discern wisdom. We must discern what is wise. Lest in the obstruction of our own minds, we are obstacles against the awakening of others. Every soul must learn, my brothers and sisters, indeed with a surety, how not to lie. Again, my brothers and sisters, this is Eddie Meow. Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed so very thankful in this blessed times, first fruits, thanking the Most High for his blessings, all that he gives, and for the blessed promise that he was sure to raise up a people worthy unto his name. I said that he would bring forth a people worthy unto his name, are people who understand what is the patience and faith of the saints, knowing that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the lie must die. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? The lie must die, that the age of truth begin. Are people who, my brothers and sisters, who understand. I know there's I spoke to someone earlier today, and it seemed that they understand. They call themselves believers. But the response to me was that this world has been confused for ages, many, many generations. My brothers and sisters, I have to ask a question. If a man does not believe that there should be a termination of the lie, that wisdom and righteousness truly begin, then why does he have faith beyond the corruptions at all? And here's what he has, faith at all. So many concepts, my brothers and sisters, that are contained in the wisdom of the Holy Name, that quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in their implications, so many have overlooked I had someone tell me earlier today, they asked me about the idea about Heaven Help Us birthday celebrations. Oh, there's so much I could say about the origin of those. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, that we must understand, the Most High does not sanction a thought, nor does he rewrite his covenant, simply because man had an idea or thought, or an idea of something that he wants to exalt, that man wants to exalt or celebrate. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not destabilized by any of the variant misconceits of man. Man must know that here any undisciplined thought of man, I know it's going to sound like a harsh thing for many to imagine in a polytheist, irreverent society such as this, that doesn't understand so often what it means when the scripture says, hallowed be thy name. Most have not understood, my brothers and sisters, I said most have not understood, that every reprobate, undisciplined thought of man, that a man would associate in any way with the holy oath, the holy name, the principle of life. Any undisciplined thought, reprobate thought, inconsiderate thought outside the plan would be an intrusion against the authority of the One Most High, which is why Messiah said to his disciples, you receive power from on high. What was he talking about? He was talking about the capacity to comprehend and preserve and convey a pure word from on high in its integrity. And the only way that integrity can be reinforced and preserved is in knowing that purity and completion offers one choice. Again, my brothers and sisters, the epistles, the apostles, we have the law of the Most High written upon their hearts. Did not go forth declaring a compromise, but to declare an absolute. Messiah commanded them, go forth under his authority. He did not give them authority to cherry pick. He said, go forth and teach all nations. Convert all nations in the name or unto the honor of the Father and the Son, by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance, even showing men what is to be expected. Unto the honor of the Most High, I said, go forth and convert the minds and hearts, make them teachable, and let them understand why they must understand in preparation for the end of this age. We live in a society today, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's so much of this truth. Most people completely in this society, even among the so-called churches, are inconscient to this idea. Unaware there's no such thing as a, I want you to hear me now, state church. The church, my brothers and sisters, is a consecrated body that the Most High would raise up in conscience to his own mind and the mind and thoughts of no other. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Men talk about state churches. Let's go and get into that for a minute before I even go into any further statement. Quite frankly, according to the definition of what is written, understanding the ancient words from which even the word church is derived, and I don't mean that Greek word ecclesia. What must be understood is the church is a people called out of the world. Messiah said, I have overcome the world. Why did he command others that they must do the same? It's because this world is filled with misrepresentations, filled with lies, filled with, let's just say, the intermingling of doctrines after the mere blind precepts and doctrines of men functioning after their carnal and disjunct flesh, rather than the oneness of the Spirit. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. The Spirit is called the Comforter for a reason. In the Spirit and in the name of the Most High, we are taught a purity and completion, after which the minds can only be unto the honor of one. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters. There's so many principles of the holy name that need to be recovered. The Most High says, I am that I am, meaning he is not as he is not, not as men have imagined. When he said you shouldn't worship any other gods, it means no other consummate body of knowledge should you respect as wise but his. Hear me, my brothers and my sisters. There's a reason why the scripture says no man can serve two masters. It is because there's only one. The book of Jacob called, they call it James, even when it's, James even went as far as to say. It even went as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, that even the devils know there's only one master, and they tremble. How is it that men who say they are believers today have trusted in, what, 47,000 different denominations, all different manner of diverse rulerships and brands? Political, national, social, and pseudo-religious differences. Yet they call them churches. Called out from the differences while maintaining the differences. Nobody has authority, my brothers and sisters. I said nobody has authority to declare more than one master or one mastery or one controlling body of knowledge. There's only one, my brothers and sisters, before which all must submit and obey. We live in a strange society today. Very strange. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that no one truly called to the Most High. I said no one truly called to the Most High would sanction the idea of any dualist society that preserves oppositions, confusion, deceit against perceiving what must by all be perfectly received. You talk about they call them churches, amazingly enough. Well, I want you to think about something just yesterday. So many things I want to talk about this evening. Just yesterday, they talked about this quote-unquote royal wedding. How many understand what that's really about? A lot I could say, but I want to narrow it down a little bit. First off, when Rome declared their so-called national church, they lied because the two, calling something Roman, my brothers and sisters, in its foundation, and calling it a church, the concepts are mutually exclusive. We are told in Colossians 2 and 8, for instance, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world and not after the Messiah. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it was a Romish puppet-controlled priesthood in Israel that crucified the Messiah. He said, go forth and teach the nations. Well, guess what? That means Romanism or Roman polytheism was not to by any means be an intrusion in the midst of the churches. Corruption, my brothers and sisters, after the misconceits of man, could never be the church, could never be the expectation. I want you to understand that. Could never be the expectation of what is salvation, because men must be delivered, saved, raised in conscience beyond every worldly status quo that would exalt itself or keep men ignorant so that men could establish their own misrule. I want you to think about that for a minute, my brothers and sisters. The Most High did not send forth disciples telling them to allow the corruptions, the vanities, misconceits of men, that men should call, like I said, undisciplined, reprobate, vain thoughts to be a part of his holy covenant. My brothers and sisters, we've talked oftentimes about the Shema. Our Father, one Father, one Master, who art the Most High of the kingdom of Shamaim, understanding the Shema, that Yah is one, that we all must seek him beyond all contentions, unto the honor of one, that we love one another, rather than leave room, my brothers and sisters, for arguments and contentions. Our Father, who art the Most High, of the kingdom of Shamaim, the people of the Shema, hallowed, holy be thy name, my brothers and sisters. Do we not understand when we say holy be his name, that it means, my brothers and sisters, that none of the variant thoughts, inconjunct, undisciplined thoughts of men should ever be considered, represented, or should never take any of the misrepresentations of man and paste the holy name upon it, lest you disrespect the very nature of the Creator himself. We live in a society, my brothers and sisters, that doesn't seem to want to truly understand that concept. There's a reason why Messiah would tell the nations, keep silence before me, O ye isles. Listen to me, O ye nations, that people might gain strength beyond all the misconceits of man. Any institution, my brothers and sisters, that would set up variant status quos after a lesser conscience. My brothers and sisters, so that men not seek beyond these varying misideals. My brothers and sisters, none of these contradictions are a work of the One Most High. They are devil worship, even the marks of the beasts that divide this world after the lesser conscience of men in disguise. Let no man, he said, beguile you after the principles of this world and not after the spirit of the Messiah himself. He said, why should you be doomed as though living according to the variant misconceits and inconsistencies and changeable doctrines of men? Go back and look at Colossians 2nd. Again, my brothers and sisters, look back at those verses again. Yesterday they had this so-called royal wedding. Okay, royal. What does that even mean? And many have not discerned this, but maybe they don't tell you this, but in the beginnings of the Protestant Reformation and the establishment of the quote-unquote, get this, we had a Roman church and then you have an Anglican. How about English, British church? Wow. Is the Most High British? Is Messiah British? Roman Catholic, is the Messiah Roman Catholic? Men set up their various churches, their various brands, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Baptist, whatever. Well, did you ever consider, my brothers and sisters, that the British Queen presently and the British Kings called themselves, once the Anglican Church was established, that they called themselves, and still to this day, do the let's just say prime officials. Now I'm going to say prime minister, but the prime officials, when they call them, put upon themselves the titles of king or queen in Britain, they're actually saying that that one is the head of the Anglican Church. Hold on a minute. My brothers and sisters, anytime anyone takes the name of the Most High and labels it after the constraints of variant, changeable, and contradictive rulerships and systemic compromises and hypocrisies of men, it is devil worship in disguise. The establishment of veneers and covers that under those blind misideals, many never discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the pure, perfect word that beyond all the constraints of the nations, all must attain. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that wherever the gospel went forth, it was imperative that men seek the exceeding will of the One Most High, that all, wherever they might be among the nations, might be one. Transcendent allegiances to the various misconceits of man, ultimately coming unto allegiance of the Most High through the wisdom granted through his Messiah. That again, my brothers and sisters, I know it's going to sound hard for a lot of people. Many have to realize, the scripture says you've made fellow citizens with the saints. It was saying you made fellow citizens with those who have washed their robes, signifiers of their allegiance, washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Messiah gave his life not that any one should stand against the awakening to wisdom. He said, I make no request for this world. Make no request then, he said, for those who would in their worldliness would divide this world after any other authority, any other so-called sense of authority or mastery. What it means, my brothers and sisters, when it says you made fellow citizens with the saints, it means you made fellow citizens with those who seek to overcome all the misconceits, all the national, social, political, cultural, and pseudo-religious misideals of an entire world, that after all things the Most High declared as his plan from the beginning, a people might have peace as one. Any other objective, my brothers and sisters, is not the expectation. Any other objective, my brothers and sisters, is not a right oath or righteous oath unto the will of the one. In fact, I said earlier we need to talk about this word righteousness. It says you should discern in the book of Malachi 3:18. You should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Well, think about this for a minute. The Most High does not count any man righteous, just, or wise who would resist or stand against the full fruition of anything the Most High has foreordained and planned. That's why the scripture says salvation. In other words, the gift of salvation, deliverance, discretion beyond all the misconceits of man. Faith, it is a gift from Yah. Faith, my brothers and sisters, true faith is not after any of the varying contradictions of man. It's a gift from on high, a discretion that comes from him, comes from a higher conscience than that of man. Salvation is not after the misconceits of men, so therefore we must be shapen by him unto good works, whole conscience, the Most High has foreordained for his people. If we're strangers to what it will restore Israel as a holy nation that speaks no lies, does no iniquity, therefore, talking about Ephesians 2, 1 through 8, through, we didn't go out to the 16th verse and then go beyond. It says if we're strangers to that which will restore Israel as a commonwealth, according to the covenant promises, we're without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, without a Savior, and in the world. Because the only salvation is that we hear from on high the exceeding word of Yah, that we become true unto him. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there's so many things about the truth of any concept that I would tell you. Because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, when you're talking about the word of Yah, we must consider that the Most High says nothing. I want you to hear me. The Most High says nothing that is not considered of the full gamut of his conscience. To know what is said, not to know why it is said, is so often to miss the point. But we live in a society that, by and large, has not exercised the minds to see or perceive after collective reasoning. But that power, my brothers and sisters, to see and remember as a foundation in all patterns of thought, all true pattern of thought. Well, it's necessary to keep all these collective ideas together that we do not transgress. That too, my brothers and sisters, is a gift from Yah. We live in a society today that tells people that they can serve somehow more than one master. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, there's only one. And whoever it is that knows the one knows that in him there are no contradictions, there are no compromise. Whoever knows the Most High as he is, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me again, knows that there's only one mastery, one controlling body of knowledge that is truly wise. And foolish is anyone who would resist the greater knowledge of that truth. Blessed are those who stand upon a foundation sufficient. I said, blessed are those who stand upon a foundation of truth sufficient, that when the truth comes, they discern it quickly and know how to move with it. So much scripture I could talk to you about. Isaiah 44, 45, 46. It relates over and over again about a people who want to call themselves Israel, but failing to realize that they need to prepare for the conscience of one. My brothers and sisters, they walk after all manner of their own indiscriminate, undisciplined vanities. But the Most High says he would send one who would be his shepherd. Most High said in Isaiah 44:45 that, hey, how about 44:20, that men have not realized how their imagination, their vision has been dulled. They cannot deliver themselves even from the misconceits that are among them. But the Most High has a shepherd who is to deliver his people. One who would prove foolish, deceptive, this mass of variant misideals in a society that tell folks that they can be politically, nationally, socially, culturally, after a multitude of religious divisions, divided, and still be true to the will of one, it does not make sense when you realize that the one is holiness and there are no contradictions in him. The entire system we live in, my brothers and sisters, is a lie. And those who are consecrated will learn, indeed, and beyond every lie, how not to lie. 1 Corinthians 1:10 tells us, plainly, in the name unto the honor of him who is one. Understanding that the only offering he will accept is peace wrought of a pure understanding. In the name of the Most High, we must recognize that the Most High is one. In the name of the Most High, there should be no divisions among us. One understanding, all speaking the same thing. But people get this, what, Doctor of Divinity degree, Master's Divine Science degree, amazingly enough, setting up as a piece of paper supposedly giving authority to preach to 47,000 denominations, all preaching their variant brands. That is an abject lie from hell. And anybody who could pass and go to a seminary school and pass that so-called test they asked you to pass in order to get that piece of paper, hey, guess what? If they're proud of it, it is because they're ashamed of the absolute truth. If they're proud of a mass of contradictions because they worship devils too, because the scriptures tell you can't serve Yah, who is holy, in the pursuit or whatever please the status quo for the pursuit of mammon, i.e. wealth. And there are many of my brothers and sisters I find it shameful, absolutely abominable, that there are so many who are willing to compromise the word of the Most High to gain the favor of men while they fatally flatter to destroy men's souls for the sake of their wicked avocations. It's time we understand that all this insanity must come to an end. But quite frankly, Babylon is all this massive misrepresentations after partialities, always leaving men proud in the arrogance of ignorance that the contentions remain. The scripture says we must put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah, that there be no more arguments. Put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah, that we're no longer deceived by any of the variant status quos, i.e. marks of beastly men refusing to reason, refusing to hear. Remember what Messiah said. I make no request for the worldly, only for those who will hear his word, that we all might be one. And a people, my brothers and sisters, who believe that they can seek the shelter of some variant misideal or misallegiance of man, as if to say that the darkness of human man-made, say, institutions are a cover against the righteousness of Yah. My brothers and sisters, what they have not realized is that they have sought bondage and not salvation at all. Whoever prays for salvation should also know, hear me, my brothers and sisters, whoever prays for salvation should also know what the scriptures are actually telling us. Like, for instance, in Isaiah 28, Most High looked down, and he says, when he sends his Messiah at a time, he looks around, he sees no place clean, no minister, no one to heal the people beyond all the misconceits. That means a lot of folks are upholding those misconceits, those various misallegiances. Psalms 14, Psalm 53, tells again the Messiah comes because, why? All the sin. How about being errant in their perceptions? Short-sighted, partial, polluted, some way in their perceptions. And many not realizing the need for restoration beyond all the misconceits. And for this reason, he sends Messiah to set things straight. For the name of the Holy One will not be compromised. Be not deceived. The Most High is not to be misrepresented, not to be mocked, not to be misrepresented. After the flesh, indiscriminate flesh, not seeing beyond the conscience of the flesh, man in his indiscriminate misideals can only reap corruption. From the Spirit that would teach all things, reproving all sin, all error, reproving, in fact, my brothers and sisters, pushing us to perceive beyond every partial, corrupt misideal. After that spirit, unto a conscience beyond contradiction, we have an opportunity to attain eternal life. It is imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we know. When the scripture talks about the attainment of eternal life, we're talking about attaining conscience beyond all this world's varying status quo contradictions. Who made these lies in the first place? How is it that men and their fallen sense of conscience, because they have become indiscriminate not to know the difference. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed somehow that the Most High has forgotten who he is? I say, think again. Truly, my brothers and sisters, I say, think again. When I talk about reiterating Matthew 28:18-20, go ye forth and teach all nations. He said, you receive power from on high, he said to his disciples. My brothers and sisters, do you really believe the Most High gave anyone authority to declare multiple masters and tell them, creating another title, heaven help us, tell folks they're somehow blessed before the Most High, under his favor and grace, that they misrepresent him? Do you, stop and consider. Any society that believes that the Most High is a pluralist being with oppositions within him has worshipped the devil in disguise, not Yah. Any institution that would establish multiple allegiances, my brothers and sisters, it is because they comfort men in their vanity, their arrogance of ignorance. The institution not being wise, declaring multiple so-called lordships, masteries, controlling bodies of knowledge, if you will, hegemonies, if you want to use that word, as if they can declare a variant sense of conscience, collective knowledge, and say that the institutions they have created, because men have become indiscriminate, that after a compromise, or if you will, a common denominator, people say that, well, since people are by and large willing to listen and hear to more, and heed to more, they're saying that the Most High doesn't hold anybody accountable for ever knowing who he is. Massive lie, my brothers and sisters. Massive lie. Massive lie. It's as if men are saying, well, if the people, by and large, only vote to uphold certain measure of truth, and the rest of it is unimportant. Another deceptive lie, my brothers and sisters, to get people tricked into hell. I want you to think about it. Yesterday, amongst other things, so many things I want to talk to you about. I know last time we were on the air, I want to speak about a lot of these things, and so much more than I'm going to know I'm going to have an opportunity to speak about today. And we had some technical difficulties on BTR. So I guess you can see a lot of things welled up inside at this time. Yesterday, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yesterday, Mr. Shabbat, many were out celebrating what they call, and I know I don't. It's wrong to celebrate birthdays in the first place. I could tell you a lot of reasons why. Most High to always get all honor and glory. If someone's birthday is on a feast of the Most High, then ask the question, whose wisdom do you call wise? What are you really celebrating? So much more I could tell you about that. But yesterday, for instance, Malcolm X, they called it Malcolm X's birthday yesterday. There was a grouping here in town, here in Houston, where, let's just say, some quote-unquote Christian pastors got together with some Islamic leaders. They say they conquer some of the present ills with some of our youth. Well, I would say this, my brothers and sisters. First off, you can't pray against the sanctity of the holy name. Did you hear me? You cannot pray against the sanctity of the holy name. Quite frankly, it's important that we understand that both Western Christianity and its indiscriminate nature and all of Islam, did you hear me, are all the result of man's machinations, unwilling to admit themselves lost and not discerning an absolute. The direct result, my brothers and sisters, of Greco-Roman persecution And I can only tell you, I thought about something that Malcolm X said. He said, you don't catch hell, he said, because you're a Baptist or a Methodist or a Democrat or a Republican or a, he said, a Mason or an Elk. Well, yes, you do. Not one of those standards is anywhere close, not even remotely close, to what genuinely honors the Creator. And what will not perform the task or not learn to perform the task fully the Most High requires, my brothers and sisters, this is just another devilish trap. People say they have religious freedom. Well, got news for you. Nobody gave anybody the right to call themselves free after any fallen misconceit. Let's just say not just compromise, but treacherous against truth, institutionality, and all of them are. I repeat, all of them are. He said, no, you don't catch hell because you're any of these institutions. I dare say I don't know anybody that could call themselves a saved Roman Catholic or a saved Methodist or a saved Baptist or a saved Democrat or a saved. All of them are compromises. All of them are treacherous against the holy, against what is the holy name. Masonry, heaven help us. Look at the ancient origin. You need to really understand that before any of these institutions came into being, there is and always will be an irrevocable, unchangeable mastery. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, that which is absolute master, absolute conscience, first and eternal, everything else, my brothers and sisters, anything that men would construct in their lack of knowledge, anything, my brothers and sisters, men would construct in their lack of knowledge, that would set walls and barriers against understanding the greater truth. It is a devilish device. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern beyond this. They were talking about Malcolm X's birthday. Wow. Something really needs to be considered about this, and I know that this is going to might make a rile a couple people. Well, let it do so. I'm speaking the truth, and those who are reasonable will know it. You know, I think about a lot of these things that are going on in our society. And, you know, a lot of folks say about us, if you will, they say that our people don't or won't read or seek. So a lot of us don't realize how we're being taken advantage of. I know I saw a vision many years ago. And the Most High said one day, we'd learn how to read and write. And then we discern the books. He said the books of the law, like a native, truths will be understood again. But we need far more than just the capacity to read, my brothers and sisters. We need the capacity to re-see, even as one. And only when we are one in a right understanding will we have fully a right to reclaim everything that was promised to a righteous people, a people who will seek all that is divine will. For it is wickedness, lawlessness, when anyone seeks anything less. And to seek and even have a heart for anything less than the fullness of divine will is not of Yah. It is of Hasatan, the demon himself. But I want you to think about this. A lot of people say our people don't read, or oftentimes won't read, because at a time when many of us were much more illiterate, majoritively illiterate. Hey, before there were all these institutions that had state mandates that said you had to go to, and they called them places of education, even higher education. Many people's relationships, my brothers and sisters, even our sense of community was oftentimes shaped by just simply what seemed right, as declared by society at large, what the society's compromised, people compromised themselves into, to accept, shaping our sense of even relationships, my brothers and sisters, was superficial, not considering all the Most High declares that we might genuinely love, trust, and cooperate truly unto his name. But after merely what, after a compromise seemed okay. Like I said, our sense of community. So often, my brothers and sisters, shaping not by a real sense of the spiritual reality, but men's cooperation with one another And many times, brothers and sisters, not based upon a pure, perfect truth, but let's just say commonality of belief, even if it was only fatal flatterings of man's lack of knowledge. Many fairy tales that many were told in their illiteracy. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, I said it again, there's only one master. And his truth is not to be compromised. It is not to be hypocrisized. It's not to be dealt with treacherously. It's not to be added to or taken away from after any lesser conscience of men. Therefore, the attainment of true conscience is a gift of the Spirit. But so often, my brothers and sisters, there are those who drastically misrepresent that Spirit that would teach all things and bring us to consciousness, even respect for the consummate will of one, seeking the consummate will of one, because men have created pseudo-institutions. Again, they call them churches, synagogues, ashrams, mosques. But my brothers and sisters, I'm yet to see even one of them that wants to tell people the Messiah must destroy them all, must reveal an exceeding wisdom beyond them all, that men's allegiance become true to him who is true. What does Scripture say Messiah said, will come to say? The Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit that teaches all things, brings to all things to remembrance, reproves all error, even all errant thought is upon me. That Spirit from on high, seeing through heaven's eyes and hearing heaven's cry. Say, that Spirit is upon me to preach good tidings, the whole word of truth, that we end all the confusion and all the debates and doubts, to preach good tidings to the meek, those who are willing to hear, and certainly hear, my brothers and sisters, with humility before him who is greatest of all. Preach good tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of those who have been blinded by the various veils and coverings of misallegiance that have divided men in this world against giving honor to him who is one, unto peace. In other words, my brothers and sisters, to open the eyes of those who have been trapped against the reward of peace, reward of freedom, reward of deliverance from everyone who would deny you access to the greater truth. Because so often, my brothers and sisters, men have not realized why the Most High doesn't speak to them. Some folks are so full of the lies of this world, unwilling to let go, that all they would do with anything they got, any gift they would get, was they would corrupt it to compromise it after their own design. And that is just another enemy. Messiah said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend my commandments. And obviously against any misconceit of this world, even against one's own wayward thoughts. He said, you're my friends to whom I reveal myself. If you're willing to perform fully all that he commanded, that means all that he commanded, my brothers and sisters, with none of the misconceits of man in it. But you get all these institutions, pseudo-institutions, that call themselves churches, willing to compromise themselves, call it the so-called faith after nothing that is faithful, purely and perfectly unto the will of one. Institutions that tell you you have freedom, with everyone walking after or even believing that his thoughts, undisciplined, are somehow to be considered part of a covenant. Let me tell you something. If you break the covenant, you break the covenant with the Most High, you break the agreement with the Most High, if you try to infuse any idea with him that he did not speak, that he cannot agree with, then all you're doing is shaping yourself into another cage. But there are those who would prey upon the misconceits, the fundamental misconceits of many ages and many generations. Never reproving the injustice, but fatally flattering the people to remain sedentary. I want you to think about it. When he said, go forth and convert the nations, it means the nations need to be converted beyond all their misconceits, according to all purely and perfectly the Most High declared. And it meant, my brothers and sisters, that only then, well, let's just say when men are brought to realize the foolishness, the deceit that they have perceived blinded their minds not to receive. Only then, my brothers and sisters, will the mind of men genuinely be free. He said, the Spirit of the Most High is upon me to open the eyes of the blind. The men might see beyond this treachery. To bind up the brokenhearted. What it means, my brothers and sisters, it means to heal our people beyond every one of their varying misallegiances. My brothers and sisters, this is the word that we release the captives, that men become true to Yah and Yah himself alone. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to truly consider all these things? That we be tricked. I said that we be tricked no longer. And that at last, my brothers and sisters, we become truly wise. I've been wanting to talk about this scripture that says, no man can serve two masters. There's no two perfect consciences, my brothers and sisters. Whatever is perfect and whatever is first, whoever is also wise, can only agree, reverently and respectfully agree to what is pure and perfect truth. Only a fool would not. In fact, I asked the Most High what was his definition of a fool. And he said, anyone who would stand against him. Wow. But then he came back with something to me, this is many years ago now, over three decades now. He reinforced what he said. He said, a fool is anyone who would stand against him or who would stand against truth. That means something's been stuck in their minds, a lie. Every lie the men believe is an obstacle against discerning the truth. That means someone's been deceived not to realize what they need to perceive and receive. Wow. He asked the Most High to dispel the lie that you might be free. But he came back with another statement after that, and it kind of shocked me the way he said it. He said, but there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. Some would rather believe a lie than believe they have been deceived. No matter how much you show them the irrationality of their thoughts, they still want to hold on to the lie rather than admit that having been deceived. They are also guilty as deceivers. But there are those who would try to tell you that if you didn't know that you were wrong, that the statements you may have made, the beliefs you have held, while you've spoken untruth, that somehow it's okay. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you the Most High always knows the difference. You ask him for his spirit, that you not misrepresent him. When the Most High first called me aside and told me I must tell you things. Yes, my brothers and sisters, things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. When he first told me that, I did not understand so much else. And the first thing that came to my mind when he told me that he wanted me to speak for him, the first thing that came to my mind is, Father, you must therefore then teach me how not to lie. And his response to me was very simple. He said, if I call you, I will teach you. Because by I understood, my brothers and sisters, and having heard his voice, there's no double-mindedness or maybe in it. Some of you may remember the movie Amistad, Senke. And somebody was trying to tell Senke after they were trying to overturn some so-called legal decisions. Were they really legal? Were they really lawful? They tried to tell him about the word. They tried to use the word maybe and tried to tell him over and over again that there's no such word as maybe in their language, not as they were planning to use it. Something to think about. People will understand, at one time, understanding far more about cause and effect than what people seem to understand today. We live in a strange society, my brothers and sisters, that doesn't even understand the principles of being. And yet many say that they're ready to join with what has eternal existence. And the only thing that exists forever, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, is truth. Let us be encouraged to receive the engrafted word. As it said in the book of Jacob, they call it James. Let us receive the engrafted, invariant word which is able to save our souls. Let us receive the invariant word. We may not be so easily, gullibly misled. For if a people, my brothers and sisters, call themselves the people of the Most High, and they're easily misled to lose what they gained, my brothers and sisters, where is that eternal peace we say we want? So much, my brothers and sisters, that needs to be considered again today. So much that needs to be considered, that we become true to what is truly, truly wise. No two disagreed, my brothers and sisters. I said no two that are disagreed will enter into the kingdom of peace. No two disagreed are true to the will of one. No two disagreed, my brothers and sisters, will enter into the kingdom of peace. Therefore, we must understand the ultimate truth. All must come to agree perfectly in all things unto the will and pure perfect conscience of one. That is the spirit, my brothers and sisters, of this feast we call Shavuot. Shavuos, my brothers and sisters. And blessed are they who will understand it. Blessed are those who will not be compromised. Who will not, I want you to understand something. We were talking about this also a few weeks ago, about a week or so ago more now. What the scripture says, whoever is ashamed of me and my gospel in this evil, wicked generations, adulterous generations, in other words, whoever is ashamed of the pure, perfect truth in the society that corrupts everything, he said Messiah will be ashamed of him before his Father and before his angels. But he said there were some, I repeat, he said there were some, he was saying will not desist from the pursuit of perfect truth till they see the kingdom of Yah come with power. And he said concerning them, even though the rulers of this world seek to destroy them, he's ultimately saying that in the resurrection, he said it would be found that not even a hair of the head was lost. Oh, I could talk about that. I did it in the last show. To explain beyond so many barriers that have been erected, blinded the mind because people have not been taken into consideration or been willing to fully take into consideration the gravity, the gamut, the implications. When you discern or realize the need to discern, not just part of what the Most High has said, but all. I want you to think about it for a minute. If one knows the scripture exists and the other one does not, one knows that there is a forbidding of a thing and another not. If one knows a principle and the other not, are there not many arguments? That's the reason why the Messiah said even after he had departed, he knew that his disciples would need a comforter, would need the power of the Spirit granted, that they comprehend the things that their carnal mind did not comprehend before they would receive that Spirit. How is it that so many of my brothers and sisters not asking for the Spirit to teach all things, reprove all injustice? How is it that so many of my brothers and sisters don't ask for that Spirit so that when they hear the truth, they might agree? Do we dare, my brothers and sisters, become so contentious, so self-righteous, so arrogant, so selfishly ambitious that we want it always to be that we forget that a servant well-trained must be like his master? I did not say he would exceed his master, but it best would be like his master. And my brothers and sisters, him who is from the beginning eternal, beginning eternal and first, my brothers and sisters, whoever would not be classified of a fallen state, fallen mind, reprobate, undisciplined mind, must be reverent to him who is one. Such is the principle, I said, my brothers and sisters, such is the very principle of the holy name. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will not be deceived, will not be tricked to so quickly accept a as if why is anything less? Most High always has something more to teach. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who know. And since there's always something else in the Most High to be taught that the mind cannot conceive or not empowered to comprehend fully without the Most High, they know that upon receiving access, they must honor the relationship, seek to be in all things obedient, that they be constantly taught. As no man can serve two masters. I said, as no man can serve two masters. So also, my brothers and sisters, a holy people. I said, so also a holy people must serve only one. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is and always will be one. He is not destabilized after the varying misideals of man, meaning we all must be always willing to hear, to obey, to heed, to understand the greater wisdom that is His. I talked a little bit earlier about the principles after which Scripture said Messiah would be sent. I talked about Isaiah 45 through 46. I wanted to talk about it fully, much more so. No one, my brothers and sisters, will be confirmed worthy of the holy name. The seal, the confirming seal of trustworthiness unto the Most High without the sealer. It's amazing to me that the Scriptures talk about one called the Lamb. I call him also the angel from the rising sun. King of the East, Revelation 16 also says it. 16:12. There's so many of my brothers and sisters who read those Scriptures, have not grasped fully what the drying up of the rivers is, that men might see beyond the mindscapes of men. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, one who proves all the variant misconceits of man to be foolish must be the Savior. I repeat, one who proves foolish all the misconceits of man must be the Savior. The Scripture even calls him the Anointed of the Most High in Isaiah 45. The Shepherd the Most High promised, and the Scripture says that Israel shall have one Shepherd. He called him the Root and Offspring of David, the Bright Morning Star. He said in Ezekiel 37, Israel shall have one Shepherd. Written offspring of David. Sound like son of David to me. Morning star. What's the morning star? The sun that arises in the east. Did you hear me? The sun that arises in the east, that all that seem bright in the darkness is pale by comparison. Even as if that which seemed bright in the night is no longer even extant. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. When Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, and he said, that is a message that must go forth into all the churches, Revelation 22:16. Understand why those Scriptures also speak in Revelation 2 and 3, saying what? He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Wow. Even if the leaders won't speak it, and the Most High sends a prophet with a conscience from above to speak what others would not, did we never understand, my brothers and sisters, when the Scripture says, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, and the Scripture says that the Spirit will testify of the exceeding testimony of Messiah, teaching all things, bringing all things he said to remember, to conscience, no lie in it, telling you what is to expect. Well, why does the Scripture say, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches? If the leaders hide the truth and deny the truth, won't tell you the whole truth, don't you know, my brothers and sisters, that the time of restitution of all things, the times of refreshing, is a time yet to come? And the Scriptures tell us that Messiah will come to judge mankind according to all that was spoken by the prophets since the world began, and all the prophets spoke by the Spirit of Messiah that was in them. 1 Peter 1:10, Acts 3:18-23. Why does it say here what the Spirit says to the churches? That men might be prepared for him who will reprove anyone who would seek to add or take away any part of the covenant, who would speak anything outside of true spiritual implication. But yes, they sought not to tell you that. One called the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star, is the one spoken about at Isaiah 45, 44, 45, 46, Isaiah 40 through 46 in particular. Same one. Every time the scripture speaks about the deliverance of our people, the drying up of the river, seeing beyond the varying misconceits and mindscapes of men, seeing beyond those who would divide the world after their own ideologies. In other words, think about it, how oftentimes our territory is divided, but by rivers. What the scripture talking about drying up the rivers means you finally see beyond those who blind your mind, claiming rulership, dividing this world, and subjugating minds under a conscience less than seeking the fullness of divine purpose, even the divine purpose of the Maker. That is all devilish institutions. So the one who comes to put away that sin, all those divisions, that must be the Savior, my brothers and sisters. And amidst those scriptures, the scriptures speak about this one whom the Most High said he would raise up, that unto him, even unto the holy name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Didn't the scriptures say that in Philippians 2 and 9? Talking about one who would humble himself to be obedient to the Father beyond all the institutions of this world, that he would be called Master. Think about it. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Because he's given a surname that no man discern the principles more than he himself. Oh, that's really what it means at Revelation 19, 11 through 21. Called his name the Word of Yah. Said he must be, my brothers and sisters, Word of Yah that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, whether people want the whole word of the Most High or not. Those scriptures are talking about, my brothers and sisters, that one who understands the principles of the holy name, that truth revealed, be steadfast in the minds of those who follow him. My brothers and sisters, scripture says that one will come to mankind one day, saying, remember these things, O ye sinners. In other words, what men have forgotten. Well, what does the scripture say? The stone which the builders rejected become the chief stone of the corner, even if the whole world come against him. I'm talking, my brothers and sisters, it's time we really wake up. A scripture says that one will come forth, I'm talking about Isaiah 46, to destroy Babylon, all misrepresentation, all that confuses man, not to discern the will of one. He will come to utterly destroy it. Scripture said with the breath of his lips, high conscience gained by the Spirit, he will destroy the wicked, every lesser standard that would be an obstacle against discerning the will of one. Bring it to mind. Listen to me, O ye sinners. Listen to me and bring it to mind. Remember these things, O ye sinners. And show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind. It means all the men have forgotten and ignored. The men might be delivered, my brothers and sisters, from whoever would misrepresent. Like I say, I think about even this nation. No one who truly knows the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will declare so much double-mindedness. No one, my brothers and sisters, will be presumptuous not to consider all things the Most High has said and still is willing to speak is truly speaking with genuine divine authority. Like I said, no man can serve two masters because there's only one supremacy and everything else is foolish. As no man can serve two masters, how is it that Israel has not heard and been willing to hear? They said, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. That means hear all that is necessary, that we transcend all our differences, all the misconceits and all the misrule that is in the midst of us, that we all be one, even as the Most High is one, and unto his honor we finally at last have agreement in peace. We all have an obligation, if we call upon the holy name, to seek all that is the pure, perfect righteousness of one. Lest in finding we disagree, fuss, and fight for defending foolish arguments, suppositions, speaking of that which we know not, perverting the truth, and not standing up for righteousness. Think about it. After my scriptures and my people are destroyed, confused, silenced. How about they are disagreed and not one? Contentious, argumentative. How about standing in defense of lies for lack of knowledge? We have an obligation, my brothers and sisters, to seek the whole word of the Most High, knowing that the Most High says nothing that is not reflective of all that he has and all that he will say. We must know that before there are words, there are thoughts. And the word for word is actually, my brothers and sisters, Dabarim. It's a collective of divine thought. That is the master. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The collective of all that is divine thought, that is the word. That is another word for word there. Dabar also means, my brothers and sisters, not only just the thoughts, plan of the Most High, it means his promise. And my brothers and sisters, we must know that if the Most High were to go against his own word, he would go against existence itself and deny his own life. And this, my brothers and sisters, we must understand. The Most High is not a man after lesser conscience that he should lie. These things we must know. I said, my brothers and sisters, all these things we must know. If the scriptures, and they do, I know what they translated. They say, no man knew his name but he himself. Wow. How should people call upon a vocable they don't know? How is it possible? We're talking about more than a vocable, my brothers and sisters. And I've said this before. The scripture says Messiah will come with a name that the Most High shall name. Called it his new name. Oh, I've had shows in the past that I've talked about what actually, quite frankly, if those who can decode it, much scripture in the book of Enoch tells you in advance what the coronation name of Messiah is. When it's talking about his new name or his holy name or the name that he had before the world was made. It tells you what it is. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to search out the scriptures enough to understand truly what is meant when the scripture says, he gave them power to become sons of Yah, especially those who believe in his name. That means those whose allegiance is unto him, he gave them power to discern beyond all misallegiances of man, that whoever believed in him might not perish, because indeed, my brothers and sisters, he teaches a truth beyond the world. Yah so loved the world that he wanted it purified. He wants it purged. He wants it true to the will of one. Yah so loved the world, he gave the world one who would grant it perfect truth. Whoever believed in him, it doesn't say somebody else. Didn't say somebody else without that authority to discern the consummate word. Whoever believes in him, his testimony and conscience beyond contradiction might not perish, but have eternal life. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, whoever believes that confusion exists or that the patterns of confusion can give life has not known the Most High. And in fact, anyone who believes that a mass of contradictions is a work of the Most High, a finished work of the Most High. Can I be a disciple unto him? We must know that we must seek him by faith, seeking beyond all the institutions of man, that we be true unto the will of one. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters. I said utmost imperative that we know all these things. I know it may seem that I've spoken about a lot of ideas. Some people say firing off a lot of bombs very quickly. Night. But I would really truly implore you, truly I would, strongly implore you that this be, since this is this show has hit on so many topics, that you listen very closely to it again in the archives. Crack your Bible open. I said crack your Bible open to re-examine and revisit again these ideas. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society that has not exercised the minds to truly understand what it is to uphold the integrity of the voice of Yah. Remember when the scripture says his word is line upon line, precept upon precept. I will tell you more than that, just my brothers and sisters, that more than just saying his word is line upon line, precept upon precept, it is a word that of pure truth that casts aside all the vomit of darkness and misconceits that men have believed. His word, my brothers and sisters, I will tell you, the Most High told me that, well, I remember one time asking the Most High a question. I look like I only have a few minutes left. But I remember one time asking the Most High a question, and he told me he had already answered my question. Wow, that was a tumultuous time. Because I was digging deeply to find out when he had asked, I'd asked that question before, and I never verbalized it. I know verbalized it before. But he told me he had already answered it. He had me go through a time of extreme torment, out of extreme curiosity, to get the answer to that question. At the end of 2 weeks, examining everything that I thought he'd ever told me, he finally said to me and answered the question, but he answered this way: didn't I already tell you this? Didn't I already tell you that? Didn't I already tell you this, that, and this? And after he put it all together, he said, I can give you a spirit of dumbness. Put it together. What does it mean? And after I did, I realized indeed he had given me the answer. And I had to admit that a couple of things that he had told me, I had forgotten. His word to me, my brothers and sisters, is that's illegal. Forget. That's illegal. To forget are not to seek to keep and preserve the integrity of everything the Most High has said. Not seeking to maintain the integrity of all the Most High has said, my brothers and sisters, that is a breaking of the law. It is a breaking of the order. It is choosing to, or let's just say even inconsciously, forgetting that divine conscience is total. And everything the Most High gives is only a light toward understanding a greater dimension of truth. My greatest desire, my brothers and sisters, even Shaul said the same. My greatest desire that my people might be saved, they might be delivered from every misconceit. Seeking, my brothers and sisters, when the greatness of their zeal for full discretion. And realizing that not all have preached a word from above. And that discerning, my brothers and sisters, the voice of one who has faith, my brothers and sisters. Faith comes by hearing. Saving faith beyond all misconceits comes by hearing. By hearing directly from on high, a word from Yah, beyond all else. Blessed are they who will understand this. I see my time is very, very not much so now short. I would implore you to please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, the articles that are there. Ah, my brothers and sisters, and thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I said, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening. But even now, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that what once was only a dream must now surely be done. About what all makes him trip? And indeed they must know what all that is known or to be known by what makes any statement true.